This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Today we are on Chapter 7, and Shika will put the screen up. You can follow along and read to yourself silently, or it's advisable to read aloud to yourself to really let those words enter. And I will read aloud. From the translation I'm using, this chapter is called Relying Upon Effort. Effort is a mind that delights in virtue. Its opponents are the laziness of indolence, the laziness of being attracted to non-virtuous actions, and the laziness of discouragement. Without being discouraged, I should collect wisdom and merit and strive for self-control through mindfulness and alertness. Then I should equalize self and others and practice exchanging myself with others. Buddha, the Able One, has said that the root of Dharma is the intention to practice it. We can generate this intention by meditating on the law of Dharma, or actions and their effects. Through committing non-virtuous actions, even though we may wish for happiness, we shall be pierced by the weapons of suffering wherever we find ourselves. Self-confidence should be applied to wholesome actions, the overcoming of disturbing delusions, and my ability to do this. Thinking, "I alone shall do this," is the self-confidence of action. If out of laziness I give up trying, how shall I ever attain liberation in such a feeble state? But if out of self-confidence I generate effort, it will be difficult for even the greatest adversity to harm me. Anyone who is governed by the view of self-importance is under the influence of delusion, not self-confidence. Such a person has succumbed to the enemy of the self-important view, whereas one with self-confidence has not. If I become weak or tired, I should stop what I am doing and continue with it once I have rested. When I have done something well, I should not be attached, but move on to what needs to be done next. In this way, in all situations, I will acquaint myself with mindfulness, sincerely and purely practicing Dharma, so that I can protect myself and others from suffering. To ensure that I have the strength for all of this, before I commence, I will recall the instructions on conscientiousness and rise to these tasks with suppleness of body and mind. Continuing on to Chapter 8, which is titled Relying on Mental Stabilization. Having generated effort in this way, I should place my mind in concentration, for a person whose mind is distracted is trapped within the fangs of the delusions. Realizing that delusions are thoroughly destroyed by superior seeing conjoined with tranquil abiding, I should first strive to attain tranquil abiding by gladly forsaking attachment to worldly life. While we preoccupy ourselves with the things of this life, our whole life passes without any meaning. For the sake of impermanent friends and relatives, we neglect the Dharma that leads to permanent liberation. O thoroughly confused mind, for as many objects as you accumulate, you will have to endure 1,000 times more suffering because of your attachment to them. When shall I come to dwell in places not clung to as mine, which are by nature wide and open, and where I may behave as I wish without attachment? First, I should apply myself to meditation on the equality of self and others, because we are all equal in wanting to experience happiness and avoid suffering. I should cherish all beings as I do myself. Thus, whoever wants to swiftly protect both themselves and others should practice this holy secret of exchanging self with others. I must give my happiness to others and take their suffering upon myself instead. I should constantly examine my behavior for faults by asking, why am I acting in this way? Thus, if I want happiness, I should not be happy with the self-cherishing mind. And if I want protection, I should always protect others. Therefore, to dispel both obstructions, I will withdraw my mind from all distracting conceptions and place it in constant meditative equipoise on the perfect object of meditation, the correct view of emptiness.
If I want protection, I should always protect others and give up my self-cherishment.
I was going to say the same thing about cherish all beings. Also, I'm tired, I rest, preoccupy life, which passes in a moment.
I should equalize myself and others and practice exchanging myself with others.
Exchanging my happiness with their suffering, for their suffering.
Anyone governed by the view of self-importance is under delusion, not self-confidence.
The easily distracted mind is stuck in the jaws of delusion.
Why am I acting this way? How do I approach this?
When shall I come to dwell in places not clung to as mine?
Realizing that delusions are thoroughly destroyed by superior seeing, conjoined with tranquil abiding, I shall first strive to attain tranquil abiding by gladly forsaking attachment to worldly life.
Sincerely and purely practicing Dharma so that I can protect myself and others from suffering.
I can't remember the beginning. I'm hoarse, I'm sorry. But protecting myself when I am not feeling well so that I can help others or something like that.
Anyone who is governed by the view of self-importance is under the influence of delusion.
If out of laziness I give up trying, how shall I ever attain liberation in such a state?
When I have done something well, I should not be attached, but move on to what needs to be done next.
Through committing non-virtuous actions, even though we may seek for happiness, we may wish for happiness, we shall be pierced by the weapons of suffering wherever we find ourselves.
Effort is a mind that delights in virtue.
And rise to these tasks with suppleness of body and mind.
I must give my happiness to others and take their suffering upon myself instead.
Self-confidence should be applied to wholesome actions.
I should constantly examine my behavior for faults by asking, why am I acting in this way?
When shall I come to dwell in places not clung to me as mine, which are by nature wide and open, and where I may behave as I wish without attachment?
The overcoming of disturbing delusions and my ability to do this, thinking I alone shall do this, is the self-confidence of action.
Effort is a mind that delights in virtue. Its opponents are the laziness of indolence, the laziness of being attracted to non-virtuous actions, and the laziness of discouragement.
Therefore, if I want happiness, I should not be happy with the self-cherishing mind. And if I want protection, I should always protect others. Perhaps we can pause a few moments and then speak from our own hearts and words what has been aroused, brought forward by these texts.
We all want to be happy. We all don't want to suffer. If I wish to protect myself, I will protect others.
That self-confidence doesn't derive from the self.
This great challenge as a householder to withdraw my mind from all distracting conceptions and place it in constant meditative equipoise on the perfect object of meditation, the correct view of emptiness. Mindfulness practice seems to be where attention generates this. What is the correct view of emptiness?
I don't have the verses in front of me, and nor can I remember them. But I'm struck by how Shanti Deva always talks about others, how he lifts himself up for being there for others. And yet sometimes he speaks from himself. And sometimes I have a hard time knowing where he comes from. But then it reminds me that he is the other and I could be him. So I try to be the other and understand it from his point of view, if I can. And so this seems true to life, to what we're doing. We're being ourselves and we're being there for others.
Listening to him, I was thinking of the habits that I have that are so deeply ingrained, and they, especially during sitting, seem to raise their heads, and how to become at ease with them instead of struggling with them. And I don't know where, I think somehow that's going to lead me somewhere else. So I don't know.
I too feel like Emmy and Randy, that these words are somehow known in a deep place, and they are asking me to discover that place where I can live and all of us can live in the place that doesn't cling to me, in the place of acting from freedom.
I've been thinking about this line about self-importance and self-confidence. A lot of times I don't know which way I'm being. It seems to me that self-importance has a addition of congratulating yourself. Whereas self-confidence has a sense of action and beneficial action and not giving up, no matter what circumstances you face. So one of them is active, the other one is looking back. So I'll try to remember this for every time that I've acted in a self-important way in this assembly throughout my time here. In Covenchino's place, my teacher's Angie's place, I apologize to you. And I'll continuously will monitor it and correct it. Thank you.
I guess following that, I feel you and your sadness of forgetting or just not allowing this practice to really be right here, and it feels like just the edge of a knife blade, you know, where it's like I'm doing a bow. It feels really good to do the bow, and why am I doing this bow? And oh, it's such a pretty bow I'm doing this time, and it just seems like it's very fine line. And anyway, appreciate.
I'm reminded of something that the Dalai Lama said. And he said that when he's speaking, it's an opportunity for him to say something that he already knows. But when he's quiet and he's listening, it's an opportunity to learn something new. And there was a part of that Shantideva, you know, we're using that to learn something. So I find myself maybe just as I'm getting older, where I want to talk less and listen and learn more.
Well, thank you all for these contemplations. And it's getting close to outdoor kinhin, and so we will say our bodhisattva vows again, becoming saturated with our vows in this sesshin. So if Shika would put those up for us, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.